Anything is possible. Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. So glad you're here with us. We are a community of people who are committed to the idea that there is only one power in the universe, and that power is moving in as and through each of us and through everything. It creates all that is out of itself. And that power only has one idea, one request, and that is, such is its nature, the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. And you are that opportunity, and so am I, and so it is. We are a community dedicated to teaching principles, to teaching practices of spirituality, of spiritual practice that can bring answers to all of us, answers to everyday problems, everyday questions. And that is what we're about and why we're here. We welcome you, whoever you are, whatever your path, because we know you are an expression of the infinite. We honor it. We celebrate it. Whatever your background, wherever you're going, however you self-identify in the world, however you identify in various ethnic groups, racial groups, and personal groups, personal associations, all of those are your opportunity to express God in a particular way. And we're really, really glad you're here and glad you're a part of it. To get a better idea of who we are and what we teach, the basic Declaration of Principles tells us the core ideas that we will do and we use going forward. So if you'd like to join me, here they are. I believe in one God, one absolute power and first cause to all things. I believe that this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life and the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all. And so it is. Each week, we bring to you a spiritual mind practitioner to share some different ideas, perhaps, and to also bring an affirmative prayer or spiritual mind treatment. Today, we are blessed to have a guest practitioner, although she's so much a part of us, we don't much consider her a guest. And she is coming to us from South Florida, from the St. Petersburg area. And we'll be sharing with you a few words and a spiritual mind treatment. Norma, it's all yours. This is Norma Roberts. Thank you.
Good morning. You know, recently I was on the computer trying to find some information about Thomas Truett, and I came across something I'd like to share with you before we go into treatment. The title is Be New. It says, a new day is a promise. A reminder that we do not have to carry forward the past or what went before into this new day. We can choose with the rising of the sun to rise into the newness of life. That is the beauty of being human and being creators. We never need to feel trapped in anything we have chosen before. The great sun is a beautiful reminder of this great truth. Every morning the sun rises, ushering in a new cycle of life. The sun remembers not what happened yesterday. It just is. Whatever it is that happened before, it really does not matter in this present moment. This time-space reality can so often mesmerize us, we think we need to perpetrate continuity, even with things we do not prefer. But we do not have to. We only choose to. It is always our choice. Our belief creates our reality, and beliefs can be changed. All of life is simply our state of being, our beliefs objectified and projected outward. We only meet ourselves reflected out. And if we choose or decide at any given moment to let the old be just that, the old, and choose who you want to be now, we can break the cycles of reoccurrence and rise to higher and higher levels in consciousness. Being new is always a choice. It takes deliberate choice and decision. It takes a strong desire and a willingness to be indifferent to how things appear and instead be consumed with how we choose to feel and who we choose to be instead. You cannot serve two masters. You cannot be loyal to what was and what you want at the same time. In the twinkling of an eye, in an instant, anything can be different. We have the power of choice. Remember, you are one with the infinite, a powerful creator, here for the adventure of a lifetime. And now we'll go into treatment. So let's just take a moment and relax and find our oneness with the one. And today, as I speak in the first person, I speak as each one within the sound of my voice. So let's take a deep breath and relax. As we know, there is but one life. That life is God. That life is my life right here and right now. I know that within me, Spirit is always creating more of itself, more life, light, love, peace, power, beauty, and joy in a ceaseless process of expanding good. I recognize this power that finds its expression through me and as me as I awaken to my divine inheritance. I know and I affirm that my world is infinitely good and creative. I accept that my life is a field of unlimited possibility and infinite potential. Here and now, my real purpose is to experience consciousness directed by ideas, free to move in consciousness, as consciousness, experiencing endless fields of consciousness. In the midst of overflowing gratitude, love lights my way. And divine intelligence expressing as wisdom leads me to people, places, things, and experiences that nourish my awakening consciousness. With clarity and confidence, I act in faith and allow demonstrations of perfect health in all areas of my physical body. I experience abundant wealth as money flows to me constantly through expected and unexpected channels. Love and creative self-expression unfold before me in joyous celebration of my oneness with the infinite. Any thoughts of restriction, lack or fear that was previously held is released as I surrender to the infinite goodness of spirit. I accept all manifestations of good that are perfect for me in my expanded consciousness. With great peace and gratitude, I release my word to the law of mind and know that it is already so. As together we say, and so it is.
Carry on, treading softly as you go. Carry on, knowing all that you know. Carry on with the confidence of the stars above, for you were born in the radiance of love. Carry on in the joy of your path, never missing a moment to laugh. Hold the hand of a beloved, lean into the wind, and each other, find your shelter again. Carry on as your lives call you forth. Carry on fully knowing your worth. May you bring to this world what the world longs to know, and be brave in the living, then let go. Tender the country of your heart. When you come to that place where you cannot see, walk on anyway into the sweet mystery. Carry on to thy spirit, be true. May the breath of sweet heaven breathe.
Good morning. Carry on. I love that video. It makes me want to finger paint again and get all gooey and messy and tangled up in that creative process. Thank you, Norma. I appreciated that spiritual mind treatment and that time of being reminded of how much possible, how the infinite is possible. The infinite possibilities are available to us simply by changing our minds. That is our theme for this month, open to possibilities. Springtime is a great time for that, as we are turning to all kinds of changes going on with some relief in the COVID world and in our worlds of the pandemic and the fatigue that has gone on with that for so many of us. And it just raises lots and lots of questions for us. The questions are, do I get vaccinated or not when it's available? Questions among many people of, do I wear a mask or not? Other questions that come up about our physical distancing. I don't think we're doing social distancing. We don't have to, as long as we have a computer and we have the internet available. We can Zoom each other all the time. And then we have the questions about how do we take care of ourselves financially right now? And how do we take care of ourselves physically? There's just lots and lots and lots of questions. And with every question, there is an answer. And with every question, there is a call to reach for a higher question. Ernest Holmes says this about answers to questions. He says that through spiritual discernment, we see that we have within us a power which is greater than anything we shall ever contact, a power that can overcome every obstacle in our experience. So when we're asking those questions, what's responding within us, what's coming forward, what's even formulating the questions for us, is that power within us that is greater than anything yet showing up in our experience. I used to love the phrase and still do. There's more to me than my history, than my experiences, or than my imagined future. Because that power is within, that light is within, that creative energy and expression of all life is flowing through me. So the higher questions, the call to ask a question of a higher order is right there. Because if we get too caught up in the yes or no parts of those earlier questions I mentioned, getting caught in the yes or no keeps us in the same place. Einstein says you cannot answer a problem at the same level of consciousness as the problem is presented. You must rise to a higher level of consciousness, to a different way of thinking, a different mode of thinking, and look beyond, outside the box, we call it these days. And that's what the higher ideas of question is about. And that's what really this whole idea this month about reaching, being open to possibility, is being open to a better question. Because a better question has a better answer. And a better answer leads us to an even greater possibility and expression. So part of the goal towards that is to be an open, becoming open to the vision that is for us, the vision of who we are and what we are. That greater sense of myself as, again, more than what I have yet been, or more than the sum total of my challenges or problems, more than the highest version of my great experiences so far, the highest version of my success. There's always another step. There's always more. There's always a greater possibility. And it's a never-ending growth piece. So often there's confusion around this thing called visioning. People talk about visioning. We talk about visualization. Visualization is definitely a practice that we do within this teaching, where we visualize what we want to manifest, what we'd like to see come into our lives. Many of you have used this practice before. You visualized cars and houses and experiences and travel and relationships. One of our practitioners has shared that, you know, he's created this whole board on his computer that shows all the places he wants to go. And he's superimposed his picture and his partner's picture in that travel. And it's pretty exciting to think about. You see yourself already there. So that's visualizing. And that visualization is based on kind of where you are now and what you already know and understand and desire. But the next level up is visioning. And in visioning, we open ourselves to becoming that greater expression of ourselves without yet knowing what it is. We open ourselves to direct revelation of Spirit and God by revealing to us what we are, who we are, what we are to become, what we might become. And that too is a specific spiritual practice. It's a practice of being open to the revelation of Spirit within us by asking questions, by raising our questions to a higher level, by asking, getting into a quiet meditative state, and then deciding, is this really who I am and what I want? Who am I really? What is the fullness of life that could be flowing through me? There is such a push among our current culture for anyone over 50 to still go and grow. There's such a push against that, that at a certain age, we're supposed to start, shrinking. We're supposed to start falling apart. We are supposed to start becoming less interested in life. We've reached our peak and pinnacle of professional expression, and therefore it's time to start winding down and start getting smaller again and no expectation that we'll continue to increase and grow spiritually or professionally or otherwise. Now that's the race conscious idea. That's the consciousness in the culture to a great extent. I run into it every day. I run into it all the time, where the expectation for me, because of how I look, is that I'm doddering and it's time to start, being sure I can be taken care of and all of that. Where in reality, that ain't who I am. In fact, on the spiritual level, for all of us, life is about going and growing and growing and continuing to grow, so long as we have breath. Growing in faith, growing in truth, growing in our awareness and knowledge of how to care for our bodies, and being able to step out and step beyond the cultural expectations. And, you know, that's true at every age, because at every age, there are cultural expectations of who we are. I have the great joy and privilege to be part of a group within our organization called Synthesis. And we are young and old and of all kinds of walks of life and all kinds of opinions and attitudes, from young hippies to old hippies like me and to others who have been on all kinds of paths along the way. And we share with each other and talk with each other as equals. And it really is true that we are treated as equals by one another, creating an unconditional love atmosphere. I'll be sharing more of that in weeks to come with you so that more of you could be participating in that. But for right now, just recognize that there's nothing that says you have to be a certain way because you're a certain age or at a certain stage in life. And one of the most powerful ways to move beyond is to keep raising the level of your questions and opening to the vision of who you are to become and envisioning how and where that might happen. Ernest Holmes has some more to say about that I want to share with you. He says that God's creative power of mind is right here and now within us. We have as much of this power to use as we believe in and embody. That's why it's so important for us to stay open to the idea that we are always growing, that power continues to expand and grow within us, and we embody more and more and more. This storehouse of nature is filled with infinite good, awaiting the touch of our awakened thought to spring forth into manifestation in our lives. That which we are is done for us is done through us, and it's done through us by our acceptance and openness to this creative power that's alive and well out there. And the biggest key to all of that, I believe, whatever age we are, and age is really not the point of today's talk, but it's the idea that being open to questions, being open to curiosity is where it really matters. That is one of the three main clues to continuing to grow spiritually throughout our lives, is staying curious. Staying curious about what's new. Staying curious about what's going on around us. Staying curious about technology. Staying curious about what the world is figuring out and doing together as a collective. You know, we learn through curiosity. And here's the curiosity question, the big question, that guides us, that can guide us and support us and allow us to really live in the question and go to that next level. And that is this: what is spirit's, God's, the infinite, whatever language you want to use for that, what is spirit's highest idea as my life? Think about that. Not what is spirit's highest idea that I ought to be doing, or what is spirit's idea that it's giving me rules that I should stop or start, but what's its highest idea as me? We say all the time that the infinite moves in, as, and through us. It is in us, it is through us, but the ultimate, the biggest picture of it is to get really clear in our consciousness that it is as us. You and I are the, I almost said representations, but we're not even that. We're not representing anything. We are the presence of spirit as life in this life now. It's not something you have to do to become. You don't have to achieve it. You can't get to it by some hook or crook because you already have it within you. And the using of it, the enjoying of it, the participating in it comes from simply accepting these ideas in faith and in practice and improving to yourself that it's true. And so I ask that big question: what is spirit's highest idea as my life? Am I willing to be raised up by what I learn about myself as a result of this question? Am I really willing to be open to the newness of this question as it rolls to me and through me? Are you open to the newness? Or, like so many of us are tempted to do, are you advocating for your limitations? Yeah, Bob, but you just don't understand. I can't do this newness thing. I can't, you know, I'm stuck at home all the time. I'm a triple winner in terms of being in danger from the virus. So I don't have any choice as much. Or you just don't understand my background, or you wouldn't expect me to be spirit as me doing anything. The fact that you are on this call says that you're open to a different idea than that, and I know that. But it's a subtle thing sometimes the way we argue for our limitations. Anytime you catch yourself saying, but I can't, for whatever reason, you're arguing for your limitations. If you shift it over to I'm choosing not to, that's a very different thing. Because it still puts you in charge and lets you know that the power of creation is moving through you, and you're choosing not to create in this place while you're creating in a different place. Lots of choice. I've told this story before because it's such a pivotal story in my life. When I was about 13, I was working for my uncle as a ditch digger. He was a plumber and he needed somebody to dig ditches, and I was the ditch digger. Dig ditches and septic tanks and all that ugly stuff, which I had no desire or joy to do, but I did it. And 9 times out of 10, I would be late to get picked up to go to the work site, or I would get to the work site and go to lunch and be, you know, sit down for my lunch and be way over, using way more time than I should. Or I would do this or I would do that. And anytime I would get confronted about it, I would say, well, you know, I'm doing my best, but that's just the way I am. I'm just a behinder all the time. I'm just a slowpoke. I'd been told that my whole life. You're a slowpoke. And so I was stuck in that old story. And this went on and went on and went on. And my uncle was not a man of great patience. He was a man of great love, but not a man of great patience. And I was whining about that one day, going on about how I just can't do that or the other because this is who I am. And he grabbed me by the shirt collar and backed me up against a pine tree, never forget it, and said, you can be and do whoever you want to be. You are not stuck with this who you are business. I don't want to ever hear this from you again, because who you are is God's son. And that was his way of thinking at that time. And that gives you the power to become whatever you're choosing to be. The possibilities are endless. Now stop saying that. And I was a bit terrified. But, you know, he didn't hit me. He wasn't there to hurt me. He was there to shake me up and get my attention to pay attention to a better idea. You can become whoever you are. Saying, I am stuck in this world or this way of being is just silliness. But we're so taught that. We're so bombarded with our limits, our limitations, what we can and can't do, what's expected and not expected, how human beings have to have superheroes in order to get anywhere, be anything, because we can't take care of ourselves. So we got to have superheroes show up to make us safe and take care of things and do all of that. Well, the possibilities are you are each a superhero in your own way. Your superpower is the same as it is for me and for everyone else. And that is your mind, your consciousness, your emotions, your feeling, and the ability by using it to awaken the powers all around you. Open doors that were seemingly closed. Create new pathways that you didn't know even existed. I shared with someone recently, I've had a wonderful life so far, and it got a lot more to go of travel and being in places. And, you know, almost all of that travel has come as a gift. Not as me saving up the dollars and cents and being able to go do it, but simply someone saying, hey, I'm going to Bali. You want to go? I got a wedding to go to, and I need a travel buddy. Or I'm going to Peru, and there are 13 of us or 12 of us, and we need a 13th in order to complete our group. You want to join us? I was a brand new minister at that time, and the actual dollars and cents rolling into my world through my work in Tampa were pretty low. And when I look back at that, I'm not sure how I paid for it or how I afforded it, but some people contributed to it, and I got discounts because they needed that 13th person to complete the group, and voila, my first trip to Peru. There are lots of other ways that Spirit brings to us and unfolds for us exactly what we're looking for. Only, though, as we use our superpower of the mind, superpower of confidence and faith and assertion and assurance. And it's really unfair to even call it a superpower, because it really isn't super or above or beyond or magical or any of that. It really is ordinary. You know, the ordinary is what really matters and takes care of things. Superpowers mean something special, something nobody else knows. This power is available to everyone, and it's just ordinary. It's not magic. I've always had an objection to that idea that any of this is magic, because that implies that it's somehow outside of the realm of normal activity, the way the universe is designed to work for you and for me. It may look magical when you do a treatment and things show up as a result, when you affirm. Years ago, I missed a flight and was told the next flight available would be 2 days later. And that was going to be too late to do anything. And so I went into a private place and did a prayer, did a treatment. I just could not believe that I would be blocked from making this trip and getting to this conference I was trying to present at. And did the treatment. Walked back out, and the person at the desk said, "Oh, wait a minute, you're the one trying to get to LA, right?" I said, "Yeah." "Well, I don't know what I was thinking. We have another flight leaving in about 2 hours, and there's plenty of room on that. So here, let me put you on it." So he'd given me misinformation, or something opened up. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But what changed for me was, instead of giving up and walking away, I went and used my mental awareness to declare that this had to be for me. And sure enough, my good showed up that way. And I know all of you have many examples of this kind of work. I had a clear idea in my head of the kind of location I wanted to move to. I wanted to be closer to my grandchildren. I wanted to be in a place where my rent would be much more in line with my budget, and where I could have the freedom to do some other things. And I was a bit struggling with that a few months ago, because I was thinking, I'm going to have to get out and search, and it's going to be a look and a hard search. And I finally said, "No, it isn't. Let it come to me. I declare it's coming to me." The question is, where does it show up? How does it show up? I'm just going to watch. A couple of days later, my daughter said, "You know, there's an apartment right over here near us. And we know somebody that lives there who's also in science of mind. And maybe she says that, or he says, this is a great price and a great place, and it's very warm and friendly." And I resisted looking at it a little bit because it seemed too easy. And then all of a sudden, boom, I looked. It was perfect. It's the perfect location, a great little walking community. And I have at least one other, maybe two, that I'm not certain about, other religious science folks living in this same small complex. It's owned by another minister, and it's I've just had the warmest welcome rolled out there that I can imagine. And all of that's because I was open to the creative energy and process, and I was trusting that it would show up. So I'll ask the question, what is Spirit's highest idea as my life? Now, you know, these changes that we talk about, the reason we do all this is for our own individual spiritual growth, but not for us as isolated people. disconnect from the rest of the world. We imagine a world that works for everyone. And as we do that, we know that the way we achieve that, the way we will get to that point, is by individuals waking up to who we are, by individuals asking that higher question and becoming part of a collective movement toward greater good for everyone, greater good for all. And as we do that, we get to see and enjoy. And yeah, there's a whole lot of other questions happening right now, but there's some old paradigms that have been around for hundreds of years that are starting to crack and die. And as they do, they get bigger and louder and noisier and hang on harder. But that's because they're on the way out. Competition. Seeing every other human being as us and them. Seeing my group as the right group and that group as the wrong group. And rather than seeing us all as groups with different opinions and ideas. Those old paradigms are going to scream and holler as they die. But they're dying. I'm absolutely convinced of that. So, in conclusion, I would simply like to invite you to hear one more quote. This is from James Allen. Dream lofty dreams, and as you dream, so shall you become. Your vision is the promise of what you shall be one day. Your ideal is the prophecy of what you shall at last unveil. Dreams are the seedlings of this reality. Questions open the door to those dreams. Questions you probably may not have thought of yet. But the one that opens the door is what is God's Spirit's life's highest idea as my life. I am open to it. I'm committed to being it. And I let it be. You deserve this kind of living. So do I. Because you're wonderful. And so am I. And so it is. Thank you. Next, we will hear from the wonderful Cynthia McCarthy, the Reverend Cynthia McCarthy, to talk to us about our giving and prosperity and the announcements for today.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Bob, and thank you for that wonderful, inspirational talk. You know it's a good talk when I start making notes, and boy, I was making notes. What a terrific nugget for us to consider. What is Spirit's highest idea as my life? I know personally, I can't wait to take that into meditation and contemplation and just noodle that for some time. I appreciate that. So this is our time of offering when we celebrate the expansiveness of our center and the abundance and prosperity that we are experiencing. And we know that prosperity flows to us, through us, as us, and that includes all of your giving. The way that our center really exists in prosperity. And we know that you play an important role in that. And we are very grateful. There are many ways that you can give to our center. Easiest way is if you go to our website, cslmilltown.org, there's a donate button there that'll take us right to our realm site where you can make a donation. You can still, of course, mail checks in. We have had an address change recently. So just make sure you're double checking. The address is on the website, 1700 Northside Drive, Suite A7, PMB 2397. And that's in Atlanta, Georgia, 30318. Let's go ahead and read our affirmation of prosperity together and take this in for yourself and know that you exist as an abundant, prosperous expression of Spirit. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Now we have some announcements and things that are going on at the center that I'd like to share with you. If we can get the screen up. Perfect. Thank you. So we have our theme this month for March, Open to Possibilities. And next Sunday, Dr. Bob will be here. That is not, that's today's topic. I think next Sunday's was Release and Let Go, I believe is what I thought. So that's going to be fun. Let's see. So we have our annual meeting coming up, which is March 21st. That will be right after the service on Zoom. If you have been one of our regular attendees, please feel free to hop on Zoom and stay for that meeting. There'll be information there that everybody is going to want to hear about for the directions of our center. And let's see. So right after the service today, we are doing our March birthdays. And again, that's on Zoom, which if you're needing Zoom link, that's on the website in case you're watching on one of our other channels like YouTube or if you're on Facebook, you can find that Zoom link on our website, cslmidtown.org. If you're wanting to check in with us during the week and maybe needing some treatment or some small group check-in, we have our spiritual empowerment sessions that are Tuesdays at noon, same Zoom link. Reverend Dr. Bob leads those, and we just check in with whatever's on our hearts and minds, and we might want to, maybe want some prayer or treatment around, and Dr. Bob leads us in a great affirmative prayer. Let's say we are on Facebook, we are on YouTube. We appreciate every time you share our message or you share our service. It just gets us out there, and we are growing. We have so many followers. We'll talk more about that in our annual meeting. You'll hear how we are expanding and how great things are going. We also have our Sunday morning discussion groups before service at 10 a.m. That's on the same Zoom link as well. They're discussing the 365 Science of Mind book by Ernest Holmes. The reading's never required. So if you just want to tune in and get a great discussion, that's also, we have our practitioners that tune in for that as well. We have practitioners available for you who will can do prayer work with you. If there is anything you are dealing with, if you're a little shy and you'd rather just submit a prayer request, we have the link on the website that you can fill out and say what's going on in your life, and they are happy to do a treatment around that. I think I've hit everything. I'm going to toss this back to Dr. Bob.
So thank you again for being here. I appreciate your presence. I know that there was something valuable for you here today. And even if it was to listen to some of my stories and say, that's not how I want to live. Either way, you learn good things, you gather good things. So I invite you then to join me as we have our closing affirmation of life. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding. I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. See you next week.